supported by the city right now. But yeah, there's a role for the federal government as well. But this is, I mean, this is the jurisdiction of the provincial government, and it really is them that need to be the first to look to for the funding that's been operating for several years now. That isn't actually a huge amount of money, and that costs, I believe, it's something like $23 per woman per year of the women that they support.
Reporter Sharon Hundle also talked to supporters Allison Felder, Rob Gooday, and Deeps Jackie.
I work in healthcare, and I believe in the value of prevention. And I think this is a preventative service. For every dollar we spend on this, we probably save 1,000 at the other end. So I would like to see this kind of service provided.
I think, too, just given the history we have in the city with the murders of women on the street, I think it's unbelievable that this would be discontinued.
And I have one question for you. Why do you feel this program is important to you?
Well, I've been a supporter of Wish for a long time. I do some part-time work for them, and I think that it's important for these women, who are some of the most vulnerable and marginalized in the city, to at least have someone that looks after them on a day-to-day basis, even for a moment.
That's great, When I was reading the program slip, I didn't know myself that it was available every single day of the year, which is key. And for it to just be removed that quickly and that abruptly is devastating.
It's also telling these women that, we do care about you and you matter. You're part of our society and you deserve basic service like everyone else.
Sharon also talked to another supporter, Peter, on what you can do to help.
Now, after this event tonight, is there anything else that the community can do to help out and to get these services going again?
Yeah, I think that it's with anything like this, you have to keep sustained pressure and have people just kind of, so many issues going on, so many critical cuts, a lot of other programs. So if this is really important, you have to write to the press.
Oh, okay.
You have to write letters to the paper and say this is insane. Restore this funding. You have to write to Gordon Campbell. You have to write to everybody. You have to write, especially to the government, and say you have to restore this funding. And keep the issue in the press so that people are aware of it. And more vigils until the ban goes by.
Okay.
And thanks to reporters Sharon Hundle and Andrew Longhurst who helped us put that story together. Now we'll go to meteorologist Alice Wong with your weekend weather report. Alice?
Thanks, Carrie. Here's your weekend forecast for June 26th to June 29th. It's been a bit unsettled this first week of summer, but the weather will become more stable by this weekend. Temperatures will go up again as a ridge of high pressure stabilizes along the BC coast. Friday evening to the overnight, cloudy with a low of 11 degrees. Saturday, a weak cold front passes by the coast, which will create overcast conditions with a 50% chance of showers, daytime high of 19. By Sunday morning, that cold front will have moved off and a ridge of high pressure will establish a period of sunny skies and warm temperatures. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 19. Monday, sunny with a high of 20. So enjoy the weekend while the sun shines bright. Currently, it's mostly sunny and 19 degrees at YVR. That's your weather this weekend, brought to you by the Storm Club of UBC. For News 101, I'm Alice Wong.
Thanks, Alice. And that's our program. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. If you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email news@citr.ca. Megan Tricato produced this radio program. Join us next Friday at 5 for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, I'm Carrie Baptist, and thanks for listening. Coming up next is Hot Mess. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Brendan and Dave from Chips with Everything.
Hey, Heather from Queer FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and...
Yes.
tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has like a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music for, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
It's starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 17th to 19th at Jericho Beach Park. Come discover over 60 artists from 14 countries, including The Weaker Thans, Iron and Wine, Great Lake Swimmers, Arrested Development, gospel legend Mavis Staples, Jeff Burner, and more. Tickets and information available online at www.thefestival.bc.ca and at outlets throughout the city.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station.
Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on.
College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, Quentin and Dave from Chips With Everything.
Hey, Heather from Queer FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like, promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music for, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
can. Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. You wanna be tough, better do what you can. So beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it. Beat it, beat it. No one wants to beat it, beat it.
With some MJ for you,
man. What a heck of a past couple days this has been here. Hey,
really has. Just a sec, let's see who's on the phone.
We've got a caller already.
CITR, hello.
Someone's calling in.
One second.
You're listening to Hot Mess, hotmess.org, for all the information about our show and about pop culture, good music, and all that sort of stuff. And if you go to our site right now, you're gonna find quite a few photos from one of our DJs here on the show, Hanson Anderson, who's actually down in Hollywood and who is down on Hollywood Boulevard today, along with a mass of Michael Jackson fans, all gathered around his star on the Walk of Fame. I mean, they were all literally just out in the streets in droves. And Matt was down there with his camera taking pictures and just, you know, being part of
history.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what, you know, how people are coming out in droves to see and pay tribute to the King of Pop, you know? It's pretty amazing how he's affected us and affected the world.
All kinds of stories today about the coroner's report that's going to take a while, 4 to 6 weeks. And, of course, I guess yesterday on iTunes, Michael Jackson's music just went through the roof and something like, you know, the
20% of all of, no, 80% of all of Amazon sales right now, everything has been Michael Jackson.
So that just goes to show you.
Yeah. That, he's like record breaking sales right now.
And you'll probably never ever see this from any other artist, you know. God forbid that anybody, you know, of such stature passes away, a different artist maybe. But to see this coming from from so many fans from all over the world for Michael Jackson, I mean, this is just absolutely unprecedented. So we're giving our own little two cents here, our own little tribute to the King of Pop on this Friday. And if you're listening to our show, feel free to call in and say a little piece about why you're going to miss the King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
Because a little
sad. At the studio that I work at, we actually have a little vintage Korg that was like from that he played it when he was in the Jackson 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and when I did the Rebel Music Academy, the Mizell brothers spoke at it, and they produced the Jackson 5. And they brought in all these old reels of, like, this footage of the Jackson 5 when they were, like, kids recording and stuff like that. So it's pretty crazy, like, little piece of history there.
Well, and the thing, like, I don't know, I'm of the generation where I was a little bit too young to go see a Michael Jackson concert when it came to Vancouver. But, you know, there was that opportunity that he was possibly going on tour again. And I was like, you know, he's on my list and I really want to see this. And now how many thousands of people kind of were in that same situation and now they don't get that opportunity either. So it's pretty crazy. I mean, with this whole tour and everything that was planned, nuts.
Do you guys have any special Michael Jackson memories?
The first time I ever listened to Michael Jackson cassette tape in my buddy Graham's basement, and I was like, what is this? What are you making me listen to? And yeah, and he was like showing me the moonwalk, and it was just so, you know, like one of those moments in your life where you're like, wow. And then you next couple days later, you're like watching TV and, oh, what's all this cool Michael Jackson moonwalk, blah blah, it's kind of everywhere. But like my friend was like, this is so cool, you gotta listen to my cassette tape on the little Commodore 64 cassette tape player. And yeah,
Ed, were you actually moonwalking?
I am not a very good moonwalker. No, moonwalker.
I would pay money to see you moonwalk.
I wouldn't say that I was, but I was making my best effort.
I think we should make a YouTube video of Ed moonwalking.
Let's do it. I'm down. Let's do it up.
Because that would be a spectacle.
Yeah, I could wear a glove or something. Some kind of tribute, I think, would be fair.
The first In 87, I was living in a small town in the Northwest Territories called Inuvik.
Are you serious?
The land of the midnight sun. And it was an interesting experience and a negative one for the most part. And two tape cassette tapes got me through the dark, dark, arduous winters.
Wow.
And keep in mind, it's dark like 24 hours a day there in the winter. So I would just listen to Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet and Bad by Michael Jackson.
That's awesome.
That got me through the rough times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man in the Mirror.
Yeah. Everybody knows all the words to those songs, too. It's like, you know, you can put it on, and I don't think there's anybody that I know anyway that doesn't know the words to those songs. It's just like a
I had a whole drunken crew of people on the dance floor last night. All I did was type in Michael Jackson in my iTunes playlist and let it play. And like,
and they were going crazy?
Anytime I was, because I'd been DJing and I was like playing other stuff in between, and like everybody was like, MJ only. So I like literally, everybody was just wasted singing along.
I always wished that I could meet Dirty Diana. I always thought that if I could meet Dirty Diana
one day,
that I could really you know?
Become a man.
Yeah.
Totally.
I would be like an innocent young fawn staring down the barrel of her 30-06.
That's awesome.
Which would blow a fawn away if you were gonna, but let, I digress. Ed, you're in a car, you're on your way to the studio, so we're gonna.
Traffic is disgusting. I hate traffic.
And we hate listening to it while you're talking on the radio to us,
okay,
so we're gonna
let you go.
Okay,
I'll let you guys continue, and I will see you shortly.
All right, we're gonna play some tunes here. We have Cheeky Disco in the studio with us today.
Very cool.
He has a shtick.
It's a funny thing that he does. Because Cheeky Disco is literally a cheeky little monkey. Well, first of all, he's not that little. He's actually pretty tall. But he likes to dress up
as a monkey
while playing.
And you have a pretty legit monkey outfit. Where'd you get that thing? eBay?
Yeah, online.
Online?
I ordered it.
You got it online. We're going to learn more about Cheeky Disco. And his monkey costume.
Let's learn through his music.
And his shenanigans.
All right, here is Cheeky Disco on hotmess.org.
My word.
I'm dancing.
That's Cheeky Disco in the Hot Mess studio right now.
Super
doing his
cheeky
thing, scratching like a mother.
Imagine that in a monkey suit.
Yeah, imagine. We're going to talk to him a little bit later on the air here. We've got a lot of Hot Mess to get through. We've got a potential special interview with the Dan Band. If you don't know who these guys are, go and rent the movie Old School. Watch for the wedding band. Laugh your ass off. And then high five us that we locked this potential interview down. I say potential because
we
always run the risk of maybe, you know what I mean? Yeah. Extenuating circumstances.
Yeah. Lady Sovereign. The Doves.
Sometimes bands say they're going to call in and it doesn't happen, but whatever. We're also doing a little bit of a tribute to Michael Jackson, of course, on our show today. Right now online, I believe that we have Handsome Matt Anderson, Handsome in Hollywood, who is actually out on Hollywood Boulevard today taking pictures and interviewing people. So I think we should maybe go to the phone line and talk to Handsome in Hollywood and see
Matt,
how he's doing.
Matt?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Maddie, how's it going?
Well, aside from all the multiple deaths, I'm good.
Yeah, let's not forget Farrah Fawcett here.
Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon just died.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Madness. Crazy. June is not good for death this year.
No,
it's not. You're correct. But you're down there. You've been living in L.A. for a while. Everybody knows.
I mean, it's cooking hot today, but I went down to Hollywood Boulevard because I heard a lot of people were going down to his star on the Walk of Fame, and it was nuts down there. I had to park like five blocks away. There was tons of people down there, lots of media, and they had like fenced everything off.
Right.
So there was like, you know, I felt like I was waiting in a ride for, or waiting in line for a ride, you know? Like, they had all these people kind of crammed in, and it was really sweaty, and everyone was pushing, and everyone, and no one really knew what was going on. And then, like, they kind of let people in, six people at a time, and you would walk up, and people would leave stuff around a star or whatever, or take pictures, and then that was kind of it. And then they had, like, there was just a whole entire bank of, like, 100 video cameras and news reporters and media on the other side of the star, just filming everybody going up to the star and like dropping stuff. They've been there since like last night.
What was the vibe? What was that? Were a lot of people really emotional? Were there a lot of tears?
No, it was weird. It was really weird. Like, some people were emotional. Like, one girl I was talking to started to cry and stuff. And then some people like didn't even really know what was going on and just kind of, they were checking out what the crowd was. And then like, some people just wanted to come down and check it out, but I talked to some people, and like, you know, there's a lot of weird mixed. I mean, you know, Michael Jackson, his music was amazing, but you know, a lot of people also had problems with like him. So,
well, exactly. I mean,
it was a strange mix of stuff that was going on down there, and it was kind of odd.
Even if you go and look on YouTube videos on the internet, you can see very polarized opinions about the man, right? I mean, people are saying, "R.I.P. Yeah. Michael Jackson, you're a genius. We love you. We'll forget." And then there's the whole group of people who had a problem with him and everything that sort of happened, you know, later on in his life and whatnot. So yeah, very, very polarizing, Mr. Michael Jackson. But should we go to some of the?
There wasn't as many like flowers. I thought there was going to just be like flowers and stuff everywhere, you know. And I mean, I guess it is Hollywood Boulevard. It's a main thoroughfare, so they can't let things get out of control. But it was no Princess Di. I don't know why I was thinking like Princess Di, but you know, when you think of like.
Well, even like when Aaliyah died, there was like mountains of flowers and candles and everything like that.
Yeah.
It is summer in LA, so I don't think people want to be lighting too many candles.
This is true.
Lighting candles in Hollywood in the summertime, bad idea.
What's that?
Letting candles in Hollywood in the summertime, bad idea.
Yeah. Definite fire hazard, and people will get upset about that. But I talked to a couple people down there, so I don't know if we want to play a clip.
Yeah,
it kind of just sets the tone, and there's quite a mix of people there.
Yeah, let's hear it. So we're going to just be listening now to some of the interviews from Handsome in Hollywood right now.
So what's your name?
Christine Ide.
And where are you from?
North Hollywood.
And so you came down here to see Michael Jackson's star?
Yes, I went to the Havenhurst house and I left a stuffed animal and I came here to do the same.
Oh, right on. What brought you down here? Like, why? What?
He's my favorite star from a very young age.
And how long have you been listening to his music?
The 80s, when Thriller came out.
Yeah. Are you surprised by how many people are down here?
Yeah, amazing. It's amazing how long it took to get in here, because in Encino, there's no line, nothing. You just walk up. I took a bunch of pictures to post on Facebook. And
how long were you in line here?
What time is it?
I don't even know.
I think an hour, maybe.
It's so hot, I'm like delirious. Hey, what's up? So what's your name?
My name's Eric.
Eric, so we're here downtown on Hollywood Boulevard, and where are you from?
I came from Mira Mesa, down in San Diego.
Yeah, you come all the way up here just for this?
Oh, yeah. You know, you gotta pay tribute, you know?
Yeah, you're a huge fan, or what?
I am, man. I just, like, I grew up with him, you know?
Yeah.
So I had the red jacket with the zippers, had the glove, had all that, you know?
So what inspired you to make this? This is a dope sign. I saw you giving them out in the lineup to people who are going through to see the star.
I don't know. It's just, like, you know, he's inspired me so much. Like, I mean, I even know his routines, you know what I mean? Like, he's inspired me so much, and, like, when I heard he passed, like, I just had to give something back, you know what I mean? And, like, I wanted people to know how I felt about him, you know, because he's touched everybody, you know what I mean?
No doubt. It's weird. I mean, it's kind of crazy. You see all these people coming down here, and you're kind of like, it's always nuts when someone so huge dies, but I guess everybody feels some kind of, in some way, they relate to that person, and they think they know them, and when they die, it's kind of like someone you know passed away, kind of.
It is, because, like, I mean, maybe there was, like, key times in your life where, like, maybe his song was on the radio, you know, or maybe you watched a video, like, when you broke up with your girl or something like
that.
You know what I mean? I mean, plus he sang about everything, you know what I mean? And, like, all he wanted to do was just touch people.
Yeah. So,
I mean, he's definitely touched everybody, because, you know, you see all the people that are out here, and then, like, what moves people to, like, to do something in tribute to him afterwards.
So, what's your name?
Chaz.
And where are you from?
L.A.
So you came down here to see Michael Jackson and pay respect?
Oh, yeah, to the king.
You're a big fan. I like your T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely, definitely. Michael was the best. And even though he's dead, still no one's going to ever be better than Michael. His legacy is going to live forever.
How long have you been listening to his music?
Come on, man. I'm 33, so I've been listening to it in my mother's womb.
Exactly. It's a bit of work getting to this star, so you obviously have to be dedicated to come through. Did you make that T-shirt yourself?
Yeah. I got my own company. I make my own shirts, so I had to do it myself. And it's just so sad, you know? It's unbelievably sad that he died. But look, we all die, but you just don't think that some people are going to die so soon.
How'd you feel when you found out?
I started crying, and I was totally confused because LA Times said that he wasn't dead. Everybody was calling me saying he was dead, so I was just totally confused.
Yeah.
And in denial, because you're thinking, okay, maybe this is a Michael Jackson practical joke or some kind of, like magical trigger, you know, some kind of, you know, how celebrities, they say, oh, my God, they broke their leg and they didn't, you know. And in the end, it's the
and
truth.
And he pulled some weird things, you know. Are you able to sort of separate the man from the music, or do you appreciate both?
Well, that's an excellent question. I can't separate the man from the music. The music was amazing. We know that. Nobody on stage could do what Michael Jackson did on stage. As a man, I mean, come on. I mean, based on what we've seen, and a lot of it is just, like, weird. And in my opinion, the mistake Michael Jackson made is when he opened his mouth. Because if you look back at the history of Michael Jackson from the time that he came out up in, from, like, 82 until about 91, so he got on Oprah, he didn't do interviews. He didn't have any problems. The problem he had is when he opened his mouth and he started doing interviews and all this nonsense about kids and this, that, the other. When you look at it, his demise is him opening his mouth.
But if you wanted to dance, he's your man.
Well, look, as far as being a performer, he was the best. But did he live a weird life as a dude? Yeah, because any guy on that level, he's got millions of chicks around the world.
Yeah,
not,
I know.
You know, not millions of kids.
What's your name?
Oh, Orlando.
And where are you from?
I'm from L.A.
Yeah, so you came down to drop something off for at Michael Jackson's star on the Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, when I heard the news, I really just didn't believe it. I still don't believe it to this fucking day. I mean, excuse my language, but, you know, I mean, it's just, I wrote a poem for him because it just kind of expressed just a little short, little something to, you know, because I really just didn't want to stay home and just watch TV and just sit around and just mourn. I want to come out here and celebrate with everybody else, you know? So
what did he mean to you? Like, why, I mean, why do you feel that need to come out and do something?
Because, I mean, he's Michael. I mean, you know what I mean? Bottom line, I mean, to me, honest, I mean, he could have done some things that, you know, we all could have said, hey, you know, that wasn't right. But you know what? I'm not here to judge, you know, and we don't even know for sure. And no matter what happens, you know what? He's Michael, you know what I mean? He changed this, I mean, he changed not even just his music game. He changed this whole world.
Yeah.
I mean, if that wasn't true, then why the hell are we all out here, you know? Yeah. There's people that are hella fake talking smack about Michael, but then want to come out here and saying, oh, yeah, you know, what's up, Michael? Yeah, you know, we want to celebrate you, and, you know. But, you know, right now, it's not a time for that. It's just a time to just pay our respects. And I wrote a poem. It's just really quick. It's called The King. And it goes, I have always wanted to shake hands with you or see you in person one day. When Tupac died, I was hurt. When Biggie died, I was crushed. When Luther died, I was upset. But when you died, my soul stopped breathing. You were not just an artist or a legend. You were a king and an inspiration. You, Michael, gave our music life. Rest in peace, Michael.
That's beautiful, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. So there you have it. He may have lived a strange life, but through his music, he was able to inspire and impact people all over the world. Millions and millions of people. So, Michael Jackson, thank you very much. God bless.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like, just rise.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson in the house.
We've been doing a little bit of a tribute here on Hot Mess today, of course.
Yeah.
Because we're all fans of the music.
I was just talking to the Dan from the Dan Band's publicist, and she was telling me that last night was the Bruno premiere, and they had to lay the red carpet down for the premiere over MJ's star. And wow. It was madness trying to get everybody, out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just goes to show you.
Of course, Sam was on the line with Dan from the Dan Band's publicist because we're going to be talking with Dan. And if you don't know who the Dan Band are, then you probably haven't seen the movie The Hangover or the movie Old School.
Or Starsky and Hutch.
So without further ado, why don't we go to the phones if...
She was just trying to get a hold of him, so I'm going to play a Dan Band track, and then we're going to track down Dan from the Dan Band, and then we'll be talking to him.
Dan, where are you?
Call us. Here's my favorite, Total Eclipse of the Effing Heart.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all my years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. I see the fucking look in your eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Falling in love, now I'm fucking falling apart.
Especially in the back, brother. Wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get the fries with the cheek?
shake, groovy. Looks could kill you with me. You're losing your shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know. How does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy motherfucker. Well, I like him real wild. Bean boy shy by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. But as a song, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate shit. Honey, the fucking can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna shoot, shoot it, baby. You make me want to shoot.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Mighty, mighty good man.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
My man is smooth like Barry and his voice got bass. A body like Anna with a Denzel face.
He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush. And he gives me goose pimples with every single touch.
It's my man says he loves me, never says he loves me. Not trying to rush me, couldn't touch me in the right spot.
See other guys that we had, they try to play all that Mac shit. But every time they try, we say, that's not it.
Still have unsuccessfully, we're not successfully tracking down the Dan band yet.
No, Dan is MIA.
I have something funny I can share with you.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of weird. It's tough times in life. I can't hear myself right now, so I'm just gonna talk, and if it sounds weird, well, what can you do?
But you sound fine, Ed. Your voice sounds like butter on silk.
Okay, we all know there's a little bit of a recession going on, right?
Yeah.
Well, meet Lahoma Sue Smith.
Oh, wait, Ed, we need to cut you off because someone's calling in, and this could be... This could be big. This could be big time.
CITR, hello?
I have Dan Finnerty.
Hi.
Yes.
Dan Finnerty?
He's right here.
Hello, Dan Finnerty.
Hey, how are you?
Dan.
Yes.
We're so excited that you're calling our show here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I'm excited, too.
We just played two of your tracks back-to-back. Of course, we played Total Eclipse of the Heart and Shoop, What a Man, Never Gonna Get It.
I love it.
Because we are fans.
And you're going to be in our town tomorrow night.
We're going to be there tomorrow.
So are you excited?
We're in Seattle right now, and we're coming up tomorrow.
You're excited to be in Vancouver?
Yeah, I can't wait. My kid was made in Vancouver.
Your kid was made in Vancouver?
Sweet. Yeah.
Can you please go into details?
Yeah, where?
Actually, we're on the air, right? Are we on already?
Yes, we are.
You don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
I didn't want to swear.
You can swear.
We're in Canada, after all.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. She was made at the Landis Hotel and Suites in beautiful Vancouver.
On Robson.
Like isn't that crazy? I was doing Stomp and my lady came to visit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then so did the stork.
All right, Dan, let's talk about your band here because, I mean, you guys have had an amazing run, and I want to know when it really sort of sparked, when it clicked in. Was it the appearance in the movie Old School with the track Total Eclipse of the Heart that really started kicking things into high gear for you guys?
Yeah, definitely, because we were playing like in L.A. and New York. We had like a little, you know, following going on in those two cities, but it was when Todd Phillips, the director of Old School, saw us, and, you know, he let me pick a song, and I picked Total Eclipse of the Heart, and that's, I think, what made it, you know? Like, made us be able to tour.
And whatever possessed you, everyone inquiring minds want to know, I'm sure you've got this question a lot, but whatever possessed you to start dropping F-bombs every other word in your song?
I think it's because I was an altar boy. I was an altar boy, and I wasn't allowed to swear ever, and when my parents dropped me off for college, as they pulled away, I just turned into, like, a Tourette's kid, because I could, you know, and to me, it's more of like a rhythmic challenge to see if I can fit the, you know, expletives in the musical break before the next lyric starts.
Right,
it's
on.
It's a little personal challenge.
I'm always impressed. It's funny how your parents restrictions always shape you. I was just telling my friend how I, like, whenever I'm sad, I will, like, eat a salad bowl size of marshmallow cereal because I was never allowed it as a kid.
Yeah.
But see, you had much more success.
With our daughter is like, you know, how I turned out.
Dan, I'm looking at the CD right now, the Dan Band Live. If you guys don't own it out there in radio world, go and pick it up. It is fun. It's funny, and you got some pipes on you there too, man.
Thanks, man.
But you sing.
Yeah, I like myself. I like me.
You sing a lot of songs by popular female artists. So I'm wondering, were you born a man but always wished? Are you a woman trapped in a man's body, Dan?
No. Not yet. No, it really is. I think it stems from, you know, all my friends in junior high and high school had older brothers, and they all were listening to, like, Led Zeppelin and Rush and, you know, stuff like that. And I had an older sister, and she liked Laura Branigan and Tony Basil. So I was, you know, tricked into thinking that was cool, because I thought she was cool. And then, you know, it wasn't until I started doing the show that I realized, you know, I'm a man. Not yet a woman.
Now on your site, you have a pretty fantastic video of Beyonce, or your version of, I should say, of Beyonce's Single Ladies video. My question for you on the video is, how long did it take you to learn those steps? Because I watched them both side to side, and they're pretty bang on.
Yeah, we just learned it on the way over to the gas station. Yeah, I watched it once. No, I swear to God, I thought it would take like 2 or 3 rehearsals, and 7 3-hour rehearsals later. Like,
wow.
Took a lot. And now we sing it live in the show, too, so that's even worse. You hear the actual huffing and puffing. And,
well, do we actually get to see you do some of the moves, though, in the show?
Yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be a move-busting, fun, good time. Let's talk about the experience with this movie, The Hangover. How'd you get involved with that, and are you pleased with the outcome?
Well, yes, I am. Todd Phillips, the same guy who did Old School and Starsky and Hutch, also did The Hangover, and so he's a director. And he just called, same thing, he just called back up and said, come do another wedding song. You know, what do you want to sing? And he said he wanted it to be more like hip-hop, you know, just, he didn't want it, because I wanted to do Missy Elliott's Work It, and then he wanted to go even, like, more hardcore, and so I always like Candy Shop, that song, I think it's funny as hell, and
it's great.
So I just kind of lounged it up a little bit, like a wedding band might do it, and yeah.
That's awesome. That clip, so are you going to be performing that tomorrow night as well?
Yeah, we just did it last night in Portland for the very first time ever. I hadn't done it since the day we shot the movie, so
that's awesome.
That was fun. I could, you know, I was like, I didn't remember the words, but did it.
Now you have more dates on your tour other than Vancouver, obviously.
No, we're stopping after Vancouver because it just, I know it won't get.
Gotta make some more babies up here.
Well, I think we're gonna listen to Candy Shop here in a second, Dan. One last question for you: are you planning on making any more kids while you're in Vancouver this time?
Well, my wife is back in Los Angeles, but I don't know. Maybe with FedEx or something, we can work it out.
All right, man. Thank you so much for calling in. The Dan Band in Vancouver tomorrow night.
You can check it out. TheDanBand.com. And now, right now on Hot Mess, thank you, Dan. Here's your track, Candy Shop,
right
by
on.
The Dan Band.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. Ooh, I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. You can have it your way. How do you want it? Gonna back that thing up or should I push up on it? Break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. You be a nympho, I'll be a nympho. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Your friends teasing you about a sprung, I gotcha. Wanna show me how you work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then you bounce around like a lowrider. I'm seasoned, baby, when it comes.
the shit. You work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, best way I can. I melt in your mouth, fucking not in your hands. Candy shop, I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. Give it to me, baby, nice and slow. Climb on top, ride it like you in the rodeo. You ain't never heard a sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this before. I'll touch the right spot at the right time. Lights on her, lights up, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whines. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we cry. Love it, she ain't stopping. Hold me, I ain't stopping. Dripping with my sweat, man, it's on and it's popping. Oh, I'm trying to explain, girl, the best that I can. I'm melting your mouth, not in your head. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. At the candy shop, let you lick the lollipop. Don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. That's right. You just keep on licking all the way down to the chewy center. That's good. Lick it, suck it, unwrap it, then fuck it. Ooh, lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it, suck it, suck it, tuck it, tuck it, roll it down, fuck it, fuck it. Yeah. How many licks does it take? Just one. One's good. Thanks.
The Dan Band.
Thanks, Mr. Dan. Dan Finnerty of the Dan Band. Now, because we're hooked up here at Hot Mess, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go check out the show. So be the first caller now. Call 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. For all you listening on podcasts, sorry, you're out of luck. You're screwed.
But you can check, if you are in Vancouver, you can check the Dan Band out at the Commodore Ballroom.
But don't worry, you're going to be able to call in. Or actually email us in at the show at hotmess.org and win prizes if you're listening. So email us anytime. We'd love to hear from you guys. Oh, we got a caller.
CITR Hot Mess, hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
You love the Dan Band?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
It's Mark Thomas.
Mark Thomas. And what's your favorite Dan Band track?
Oh, dude, that one from old school, 100%.
Awesome. Yeah. You stoked to go check them out tomorrow?
Pardon me?
Are you stoked to go check them out tomorrow here?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
All right, man.
All right, well, we'll keep you on the line. We're going to get your information, and you're going to the Dan Band tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver.
Beauty. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Wow.
That was fast.
Our viewers always come up with clever little one-liners, I've noticed. Every time people call in, they say cool things.
Our callers are intelligent, fun individuals. I like it when they call. Call us anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
We like chatting on the phone. We're like teenage girls.
Yes. I am a teenage girl. What are you talking about? Not like.
Oh, I already knew that.
Oh, goodness. Well, we do have a good chunk of music coming up from...
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one and only
Cheeky
Disco.
Cheeky Disco is a kick-ass DJ, and he is originally from the Toronto area, but recently came to the lower mainland of British Columbia.
Welcome to Vancouver.
Why, thank you, guys.
Cheeky, don't be shy. Get in closer to the mic. Oh. We're all friends
I don't
here.
Have headphones on here.
It doesn't.
So you don't need to hear anything about us.
I don't need
no. No. Good.
Just snuggle close to Blontron.
Ooh. Why, hello, little lady.
All right, enough of that. This is a family
Stop
show.
Stop with the cheekiness.
All right,
let's go.
All right, yeah, I'm cheeky.
You're so cheeky, as we mentioned off the top of the show, that you enjoy dressing up. Oh, I'm just going to let you explain what you do during the show.
I wear like this monkey mascot costume. It looks pretty cool. You know, gives like people something to remember. It's a lot more fun than just a conventional DJ stand.
Or a really bad trip.
Or a bad trip. Yeah.
Where and how and why did you decide? Where did you find this monkey costume? Why did you decide to start wearing the monkey costume?
I don't know. I kind of do things out of randomness, I guess you could say. I just thought it was like a cool, funny idea, and I found it on the internet. It was like $1,200.
So you don't have any sort of...
Yeah, but it's
that is a lot of money.
It is.
No, it has a fan in the head.
Yeah, it has a fan in the head. Yeah,
to keep you cool while you're DJing.
Yeah, I still like sweat balls, but like it's...
But there's no
cooler.
There's no King Kong fetish going on here. There's no you don't wish that you were Sigourney Weaver and Gorillaz in the Mask.
No, and I still haven't had sex with anyone wearing just the monkey head.
No girl's gone
That's
for it yet.
No. Damn. I've tried. Can't blame a guy.
Everyone's gotta have goals. Man, you are you're doing some cool stuff over there on the decks.
Well, thanks, brother.
The live scratching. It seems to be more rare than it should be in the DJ culture these days.
Well, not really in the DJ culture. Like, I find like lots of like the housey kind of indie dance, electro house kind of stuff. There's not a lot of scratching, and like I've always loved DJs do that, like Donald Vaud, Carl Cox, Bad Boy Bill, that whole like Chicago house scene.
Oh, Bad Boy Bill. I remember
that. They always throw down the technical stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Well, let's hear it.
We're very anxious. We want to know where you're going to be playing, or if not anywhere soon, let us know where we can check out your music.
Well, yeah, we're doing a party for the Studio Movement next month in July. You're DJing too.
Yeah, I'm DJing at it too.
Ooh, the double bill with Blondtron.
Yeah, Cheeky Disco and Blondtron. But that's going on in, is it July?
July.
Is it, I don't know
we'll
when
post it
is.
Up
yeah, we'll post it up. That's and, that's what we'll do.
But how can people find you in your monkey suit?
In my mind, you can go to myspace.com/cheekydisco.
Cheeky Disco.
Sure enough. There's a couple vids on there.
And then you can see.
Get a little bit of an idea.
The monkey in action.
Yeah, he's
all right.
So let's hear the monkey in action.
Blondtron, why don't you slap Cheeky on one of his cheeks over there and get him over to his decks?
There we go.
Slappity slap. As Jay Brown says, what's your quote about talking about music is...
like dancing about architecture?
Yeah, but I've got a new one.
Let's hear it. Lay down.
Talking about music is like farting about dust.
I like the first one better, I think.
Nobody's perfect, Ed.
I know. Hotmess.org, here's some music for you right here.
The Cheeky show. Disco on the radio.
Getting caught up all the time. Got myself all up straight. Now I'm standing face to face. Gotta leave it to the crowd while they sink into the sound. While they sink into the sound.
I keep up. Tenderoni. 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 Tenderoni.
These other rappers, they too busy playing. Listen, party people, I can care not whether you got Payless shoes or designed by Prada. Monster, Lassa, broken pasta. None could compare to my ill hip house. What?
Rap, is the 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 rap
Pretty baby, leave tonight for the TD Canada Trust Vancouver International Jazz Festival. From June 26th to July 5th, enjoy free shows from Gastown to Granville Island. This festival has everything, from live jazz to free workshops at the Tom Lee Music Hall. Hundreds of artists will hit the stage.